Cardiff.
Yes, may I speak to Nicole, please?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. My name is Tony Munoz from Premier Mailing.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
I wasn't sure if you received my email.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I sent you a couple emails, so I just didn't want you to think that we weren't getting back to you.
Did you send it to my Gmail account or my Premier Mailing account?
It's tony@premiermailer.com.
Yeah, I should have received it. I don't know why I didn't.
Know.
I'm looking at it right now. I have one from Alfonso.
That's
dated yesterday.
Maybe it went into your spam folder?
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know how to check this for some folder. I'm so used to this is the company email system.
Oh.
And I don't see a spam folder. That's what I'm looking for. It's not trash. Yeah. Well, anyway, did you have some requests in those emails?
Yeah, I just want to go over a few things here. So,
okay. You want to send it to me and then I'll call you back? And I'll give
you
my Gmail.
Okay. No, I can speak with you right now. So,
okay.
I have an equipment list here. Let me pull it up really quick. So, it looks like there were I'm just not sure if there was two or three pieces at around 80,000 and the one piece for 45.
Right, there's one for 80.
Right.
There's another one for 85. That's the Akiyama.
Okay.
And there was another one. Yeah, 45. That was the digital color printer. Yeah, the digital color printer.
Okay, so there's only two, is there three pieces total or four?
Three.
Okay, perfect. So what we went ahead and did was, now what is the time frame for getting this equipment?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible, okay. And have you worked with these vendors before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So what we did was, because typically if we go over $150,000, we need full financials. So we split the equipment up. So I just wanted to get in touch with you, but what I did was I went ahead and approved two of the pieces to start. So it was the 85, I think it ends up being 88. Yeah, this one from West Coast, so it's for 88 as well as the 45. I think it came to 134. So we went ahead and approved that, and then we were going to do the other piece for 80 separately. Is that something that would work for you?
Well, actually, the one we need to get right away is the 80 one.
Okay, we could swap it out. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a big deal. Okay, so then we could do the 80 and the 45 to start. Now, do you have a preference for the length of the term? We can go out to 5 years. I don't know if you want to do 4 years, 3 years.
Well, what is the interest rate on that?
So this would be it's around 8% simple interest.
Okay.
And I can give you different options if you want to see what it is at, 4 year, 5 year, 3 year. Completely up to you. And it's 100% financing. We just require first and last month payments up front, which would leave you with, instead of 60 months, you'd have 58. Or 46 if you do a four-year term. Did you want me to email those to you, the different options?
Yeah, if you could.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could, that would be great.
Okay, perfect. So,
but let me give you my Gmail account.
Okay, what is that?
It's Tony.
Tony.
T-O-N-Y.
Okay.
Munoz. MUNOZ.
Okay.
JR, like junior.
Uh-huh.
21.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And the need for the piece that's 80,000, why is that one more important at this point?
Because the seller is they're terminating their business, and they want to get it out of their building.
Okay. And do you think that do we need to call them and let them know you've been approved for this and you're looking to purchase it? Okay.
No.
They're not going to sell to anyone else.
No. They're a print shop that we used to do work with, and so
we have a good
working relationship with them.
Perfect. That sounds great. Okay. So the process would be, what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you the information for that approval, and then what we'll do is we'll get that third piece approved, and it should pretty much be in line with the other approval. It would just be a separate loan. And then I'll email you the terms for the one we have approved now. If it looks good, what we can do is send you out the documents. We'll contact your vendor, get their information on how they want to be paid, whether it's overnight check or if they want a wire. And then you would sign your documents, overnight them back to us, and then we can get that wrapped up for you. And we would do the same on the second piece as well, or the third piece. So that's pretty much it. And then I had another question. The equipment,
sure.
How old is the equipment? Do you know how old these
well,
pieces are?
The Kamari that we need to get right away is 1991.
1991, okay.
Right. But if you're familiar with any of these presses, they go on forever. You just need to make certain you maintain them.
Yeah. Okay.
And the brand new one would be like $2.5 million.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that's a good deal.
Yeah.
And so by getting this piece of equipment or the other pieces, what kind of return do you expect to get from these machines?
What do you mean by
would you be able to bring
return on our
new
profit?
Business,
definitely.
More business?
Definitely, especially that's why the Kamari, the one for $80,000, is important because the company is going out of business. They've been at Tower Lee, you can look them up. They've been a company that's been around for 97 years.
Wow.
And they have clients that have used that press, and when they find out that we have the press now, those clients are going to come to us because they're used to having their products printed from that press.
Okay.
So we're going to end up getting some of their clients.
Wow, okay.
And it'll just increase our capabilities.
Great. And what does the press do? Is it do something very different from other presses or other companies out there?
Well, again, there's different kind of printing. There's digital printing, which is what mostly people do. The offset press, the advantage to that is that we could print bigger paper. We can print multiple things on the paper, and then cut the paper. So it's actually cheaper than digital.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's why with certain number of our clients, and we have a lot of new car dealerships that are our clients, and they like things big with big prints and with all the cars printed on it and so forth. So the advantage is we'll be able to get more clients. We'll be able to print faster. Excuse me. We'll be able to print it faster on that machine. And it'll increase our productivity.
Okay. Perfect. Were you trading in existing pieces, or are you just going to be adding these on?
Adding.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, I think that's all we need right now. So Let me just finish this up, and I will go ahead and email you at that Gmail address the approval with some of the different options, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
I'll send this over shortly. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.